Recording. General learn from Zuchut Pili Chaim and Zuchatufim, and for David Stanley, the Refuah Shlema, need some more peace. We're going to look at, we're almost done with Tehillim.
Amazing.
Okay, it's been 12 years, 13 years.
We just skipped right through it, Danny.
What?
We just skipped right through it.
There you go. I see you try to remember everything. If you remember, I remember everything. 150 for Akim. I think we've got another 12 or so. And really, the ones we have left were ones not by David, ones that are attributed to others. And then we're going to look at the ones that are attributed to Asaph and the ones attributed to Bnei Korach. We're just going to look at the Tehillim of Asaph. Asaph was David's chief musician. He was leader of the Levium who were singing in Yerushalayim when David brought the Aron there, way back when in the beginning of his reign when he conquered Yerushalayim. And we looked at a lot of those in previous Shurim when we talked then about coming to Yerushalayim, but we have a couple more that I really want to look at. And this is the story. This is source one is in Divrei Yamin when David comes to Yerushalayim. And he brings the Aron there, all the problems that happened with that, eventually brings it, he builds his own little, he calls it an Ohel, but it's a building with a tent roof, getting ready to build the Beit Mikdash. First, the Aron comes there, Vayezov Sham Lifnei Aron Brit Hashem, Asaf Lachav, and he leaves there in front of the Aron, because the Mishkan is still in Gibeon. So there's still a Mishkan, still a Mizbeach, they're offering daily sacrifices in Gibeon, in Binyamin, in Yerushalayim. He leaves Asaf Echav, Asaf and his brothers, Malavim, the Sharet Lifnei Aron serve in before the Aron Tamir every day, the Dvar Yom Yomo. Every day they would sing their own Tehillim then in front of the Aron. And Asaf, in addition to leading the Levim there, he was more than a poet, the way it's described again in Divrei Yamim, there with Lifnei Asaf. Then Asaf had his sons there, Zachor, Yosef, Netanya, Ashraela, Bnei Asaf, the sons of Asaf. Ayat Asaf there with Asaf had Niba al Yidei HaMelech. He was Niba. He was a Navi, as Mr. David said. Right? Shehaya mit Nabe Baruch HaKodesh. He had Nevuah. Al Yidei HaMelech ki hu achino hayashro hayashiro at el ha-Nevuah. That David is what has set him there to offer his Nevuot in front of the Aron. And similarly, many years later, when Chizkiyahu was the king, it describes Chizkiyahu offering Tehillim and says, "Vayomer Chizkiyahu Amelach Basarim Levim." And Chizkiyahu told the Levim after they were rescued from Sancheriv, he told the Levim Lahalel Hashem to say Hallel to Hashem, Divrei David Asaf Achozeh, with the words of David and Asaf the seer. Again, he was a Navi. Yalu al Simcha veKiyu veShachvu, and they. The Levim sang and they praised God, and it was very joyous there. So Asaf's a Navi. And so the Tehillim that attributed to him, Tehillim much harsher than David's. They're not the happy hallelujah ones. It's either bringing the word of God to people, it's rebuking them, or bringing the word of the people to God, pleading for mercy. The first one I want to look at is Tehillim Perek Ayin Dalet. And it's very depressing. So we're looking at some depressing Tehillim here, unfortunately. We need to look at them, and this is the way Fabel Melcher puts it in his Sefer Tehillim. Haria Perek mitlabet kachat tefilot halohatot biyoter. Very fancy Hebrew. This Perek stands out as one of the most passionate ones. Tefilah nimretzet kolchach. This tefilah is so moving. Ayeshet litim nishma ba ton kina. But sometimes it just sounds. I assume tone here is an English word. The tone of a kina, like we say on Tisha B'Av. That's really what it sounds like. God, why is this happening? The kina mitlaveh gam tuna mara, and along with this kina comes this bitter complaints. She is a dabatmiya that its basis is the question that he asked in the beginning. Ketzad marashe Hashem leivei amo. Why? How does God let the enemies of the people lishtalet alamo to rule over his people? This is looking at enemies of Israel are ruling over them. Terach Potach, the beginning of the parak starts with Lama Elohim Zanachta Lanetza. Why, O God, have you abandoned us forever? That's the tone of the whole parak. Of Merkaz Shel Parak, and in the middle of the parak, in the climax, Ano Shomim Shuv, it continues, Ein Makai Elohim Yarachar Tzar, how long, O God, will the enemy anger you? Yinatz Oyev Shimcha Netzach, are they going to scorn your name forever? Lama Tashiv Yadcha Minecha, why are you holding back your hand? That's what this parak is. So let's look at this tefillah, Lohatan, passionate prayer. And it starts with Maskil Asa. Maskil, in the sense of seichel, of intelligence, we translate before as a lecture. It probably wasn't sung so much as stated. Lasa, the point to Asa. Lama Elokim Zanachta Lanetzach. Why, O God, have you abandoned us forever? Yashan Abcha B'tzon Meritecha. Your anger is burning against your flock. Zuchor Edatecha Kanita Kedem. Remember the congregation that you acquired in early times. Alta Shevet Nachatecha. You saved the tribe that you have inherited. Har Tzion Zeh Shechantabo, and this Har Tzion, Yerushalayim, that you dwelt on. Harima Pamecha, the Meshuot Netzach. Let your steps, lift up your steps, asking God to move to, for that, this is from the same root as Shoah, as the Holocaust, as this eternal destruction. Do something. Kol Hara Oyev Bakodesh, all the evil that the enemy is doing in your holy places. And we've talked before about how we can read Sefer Tehillim in two different ways. You can look at it as all being from the time of David, the way you usually think about it. This is compiled by David, time of David. And the other way to look at it is that some of these, the Prakim clearly are much later. This is talking about the enemy destroying the Kodesh here. What does that have to do with the time of David? And those two approaches are the way the Malbim looks like. This is the way the Malbim's introduction to Tehillim. Kiro Sifu Zigne Dor Dor, that all of the wise men of every generation have already added Lamale Asamav Tvota Dorot, literally to fill the storehouses with the harvest of generations. Every generation has Tehillim that were added to what we call Sefer Tehillim. Ben Shitile Yimei Kedem, whether it was those from olden days, Kmo Tehillim Moshe, that we have Tehillim, go back to Tehillim Moshe, Ish Elokim, or from all the spiritual leaders from future generations, such as a Tehillim that's called Shir HaMaalot L'Shlomo, can be just being written by Shlomo after David, Al Shoshanim LeKorach, Shir Yedidot, Al Shlomo B'Yom Chatunato, and that the Gemara says that Tehillim Mem Hei was written for Shlomo when he got married. Again, after David's time, or Mizmor L'Menashe ben Chizkiyo, Archarei Shav L'Lokei Avotav, that Tehillim Samach Vav is read as being one of the Tehillim written by Menashe, the son of Chizkiyo, who was one of the bad kings, who was worshipped idols, but he did Shuvah, and he wrote Tehillim Samach Vav, again, much later than David. Halal Gadol was attributed by one of the opinions of the Gemara to Nes Sancheriv, the miracle when Sancheriv, the Assyrians, attacked Yerushalayim and then they were wiped out. And then Nigino Asaf al Neseh, and we have one of the Asaf ones, Ayin Vav, that he attributes to this time. Heim Eitan Azrachi, Heiman Azrachi, to turn all these other authors, Ne Korach, Ad Tfilot Asher Yastu B'Galut Bavel, until we have Tehillim that clearly come from the time of Galut Bavel, after the Churban. Like this one. And we have Tehillim that are about the Shuvat Zion, right? These are all much later there. So we could read Tehillim as being a much later compilation, at least some of them much later than David. But we could also, and then he adds a footnote. The Imam basically says, I didn't mean any of that. Very interesting. And really, these are all from the time of David. But we have a faith that we are 70 ways of looking at the Torah. We can look at it different ways through drasha, through Kabbalah. And the one way of reading these is Kolam is Marim Halolu Kvart Safu Machazeh Neviim Meshorim, that these were all written, you know, the ones that seem to be talking about things after the time of David were all written by Neviim and sort of seeing what the future would hold. Meshorim, Bnei Korach, Asaf, Mei David. They all come from the time of David. We read this all as being compiled by David himself. And they were kept by the spiritual leaders, Dor by Dor, one generation next, until it became obvious what this was talking about. You could read it that way. We've read Stilim that way too, as being from the time of David. And this is one of the Perakim you could read either way. It's either mourning destruction of the Beit HaMikdash afterwards, or you could read it as contemporary with David, sort of as a prophetic warning. But we haven't built the Beit HaMikdash yet, but we will, and it can still be destroyed. So it's telling us the greatness of the Beit HaMikdash that is still yet to be built, it's not a guarantee to last forever. And we looked in another, Maskil Asaf, the lecture by Asaf before that talks about this idea, and this is again from Tilim Ayin Chet. And we're going to be looking at Ayin Dal, this is Ayin Chet, which says, Shmalo Kim Vitaber, God heard the sins of the people and was angry, Vimasma Obi Israel, was disgusted with Israel, Vitosh Mishkan Shiloh. He was looking at the Mishkan that was in Shiloh, and God hated the Mishkan in Shiloh, Ohol Shachan Vadam, this place where he dwelt among the people, Vitain the Shavi Uzo, and allowed his strength to be taken captive. Ivato Biatsar, his glory. The Mishkan that had lasted for 369 years was taken by the enemy, and he said, gave his people over to the sword, and was angry with his inheritance. Young men were consumed by fire, and the young women did not have a chance to mourn. Kohanim were killed. That's Eli and his sons, talking about the destruction of Shiloh. And their widows could not cry for them. Yosef, God was disgusted by the tent that was in the tribe of Yosef. So Shiloh is at the border between Yosef and Benjamin. Shevet Ephraim Lobachar didn't choose Ephraim. He says, well, he chose Yehuda, the heart Zion Asher Ahav. He loves Zion. He implies, but that's not guaranteed. We can't just take it for granted that Hashem will continue to love Yehuda and Yisraelite. So this parak here, Asaf is asking, ready to go, I just lost it there. Asaf is asking for Hashem, you know, after this destruction, remember three things. We said it was, Zachar Aretecha, Kanita Kedem, this nation, that congregation that you acquired of old, Ga'alta Shevi Yidachatecha, you redeemed them, and Har Zion and the mountain of Zion. And we talked about that Edotecha Kanita, this Kinyan here is not so much acquired, not from Koneh, but it means made from the sense of Tikkun. The Takayin, right? This is Ketav Kabbalah, that Koneh Shemai Ba'aretz means L'nini Yira Milat Kana Hulashon Tikkun. Sidur Yashra B'chana Hashem made us who we are today. Those being random people. And the second thing, where you saved us from Egyptian slavery, and that was Ototu Moftim. We know that all these miracles that God made, that God did to save us when we came out of Egypt, that's going to be important. Hold that thought. And the third thing is that Har Tzion. You allowed us to build the Beit Midash. That's the footstool of God, the place where the divine presence is manifest on earth. And now he says, you've allowed it all to be destroyed. And that's the rest of this parak. Shagutza recha bekerem mo'adecha. Your enemies are shouting in the moed, in the meeting place. Samo ototam otot. And their signs were real signs. Their otot were real. We, in Yisim Yisrael, we had ototam oftim. We had signs and wonders. Now it belongs to the enemy. Yibadak mevil ma'ala. They are known like it looks like they are attacking up above, attacking God Himself. The Savach Eitz Kardumot, chopping down the trees with axes. Bata Tucheha Yachad, and now all the carvings. They're all their carvings, b'chshil, are being destroyed with axes and saws, I think he translated translated here. Hatchets and with hammers. They're tearing down everything in the Beit HaMikdash. They burned the Mikdash in fire. La'aretz chalu Mishkan Shemecha. And they profaned the Mishkan down to the earth. Amru b'libam, and all their princes said in their hearts, Sarfu kol moadei el ba'aretz. Every place where God is present in the world have been burned. Ototeno lo ra'inu. We could not see our own signs. Ain o navi. There are no more neviim. God, you're not talking to us anymore. Lo itanu yodea adma. And no one here, none of us know what will happen, know how long this will last. And so this contrast between some ototamoto, their signs were signs. They had otot, right? They get miracles and we don't. And that's obviously proof that you've abandoned us. Lama zanachlan, that's it. You've abandoned us, God, obviously, they win. The miracles are all working for the enemy. It's an amazing medrash on that, about Otot.
But Danny, did Asaph come? Was this a nevuah of Asaph, or did he love through the destruction?
Yes. So you could read it either way. So Asaph himself was a time of David.
Oh, he was a time of David?
Right. He was the leader of the Nevi'im in the time of David in Yerushalayim. So if we're reading this as by Asaph himself, then this is a nevuah about the future. If we're reading this as being sort of attributed, Rabbi Nun says it's like the family, the tradition of Asaph, then it could be looking back.
Okay.
And you can read it either way, and both of those work. And this is the medrash about the otot. Otot moftim belong to the enemy. Says Aramaic. Because Shema Nebuchadnezzar, Malchut de Bavel, when Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel, heard Yishkavit karta Yerushalayim, that Yerushalayim had been taken by his army. Kanish kol chayaluta de kastai, he gathered together the rest of the Babylonian army, v'ata v'kam al beit mukdasha, and he went to besiege the Beit HaMikdash itself. That was the last remaining stronghold in the time of the first destruction. Manid b'reshe, you might be a day. He began shaking his head and lifting his hands up. He was worried. Min kadam have yada, because he knew. Mahu besof mashretei the Sancheriv. He knew what happened to Sancheriv's army. Kad ishlich malka alehon, when Sancheriv attacked Yerushalayim, and he was right at the edge of Yerushalayim, about to conquer it in the time of Chizkiyahu, and then Hashem sent the malach on them in Roma from heaven, the katabahon tam nisri ravavim v'chamsha alfin prashan. And the angel killed 185,000 of his soldiers, and the only one left was Sancheriv himself. So Nebuchadnezzar is looking at this, thinking, God's going to do some kind of miracle and wipe us all out. I'm scared. So then a batko, a heavenly voice came out and said, and said to him, Nebuchadnezzar, Malchut Babel, Nebuchadnezzar, you king of Babylonia, Kum azil b'tiv b'rivla b'arachamat. Don't worry, you can go back to your headquarters in Rivla, that's in Syria, and your army will take the Beit HaMikdash without a problem. And the Pasuk Yecheskel says, Kilkil b'chitzim sh'al b'trafim. He looked for signs, did black magic with arrows, asked the trafim, the idols, and what he do? Shada gira l'marva. He goes back into Syria and he shoots an arrow west. And the arrow turned and went south to Yerushalayim. That was a sign that God wants him to go attack. And the Midrash Tehillim on our parak, on some ototam otot, their otot were real. It says the same kind of story, a version of the same story. Omrim b'yom ploni anu koshim otam. They had a sign that this is the day we can conquer Yerushalayim. Yod luchisim v'osam b'in otot. They took arrows and they said, okay, this is going to be our sign. We're going to shoot the arrow, and wherever it goes, that's where we can attack. They shot the north by Yeholech ben Rome. The arrows turned around and went south. The Arba Ruchot, they would go to each direction. Arba Ruchot Alam, they would go to each direction. They would float, but the Rome, they all would fall to the south. So standing in Riblah, which is in Syria, and his arrows are all shooting south. God's telling him, you can take your Israel. And then he would knew that it would be conquered. And there's Pesach Yechezkel again. When king of Babylonia stood at the beginning of the road, Roshne at a crossroads. Kesem, he did magic, Kilkel, his tricks with arrows, Sha'alba Trafim, asked the idols, Ra'abi, looked at the entrails, all these signs. Kosi mentioned, no, his slichu. Any sign they looked at, he said, you're gonna succeed. That's what the Medrash says, that they get otot, we don't. Hashem, in fact, warns us that magical signs aren't proofs of truth, but still, it's hard to when you see that they're winning, we're not. Okay, this is the Gemara, this is the Torah in Devarim talking about. A Navi should arise, or someone has a dream, and a otam of faith, and they give you a sign. They do some kind of trick, say, look, God obviously sent me, I can predict the future. Uva otam of faith, and it comes true. And that he tells you, and he says, Nelcha achare. He says, you need to worship other gods. Lo tishma el navi. You cannot listen to that navi. Navi or the dreamer. Because God's testing you. God's testing you to know whether you love God, all your heart and soul. That this God's to tell you that this will happen. There will be otot. There'll be signs that work the other way. But it's still hard to deal with it. And that's what Atzaph is looking at. Like everything's going wrong. We have no Nevi'im anymore. The Beit HaMikdash is destroyed. Everything you promised us is gone. Ad matayo kim yacharef tzar, how long, oh God, will the enemy blaspheme? The enemy going to scorn your name forever? Why are you holding back your right hand? Kale, take it out of your pockets. Do something, God. That's what we're asking. God, you are my God forever. You did acts of salvation. You saved us in the land before. You split the sea in your strength. You broke the heads of the taninim, the sea monsters. Crocodiles, Tarasata, you shattered the heads of Leviathan, Leviathan, Tanula, you gave the nation the Leviathan to eat in the desert. Tabakatama, you split the springs and the rivers. Narot, you dried up the mighty rivers. We've talked about how this. You have a lot of these metaphors of Hashem controlling the water, breaking the water, or the sea monsters in it as being a metaphor for creation, as being the image of imposing order on chaos. But here it's more, it's not just about creation, it's about specific to what mentioned above, that there's a Ga'alta, Shevet Nachlatecha, you saved your people through trying to receive Mitzrayim, create Yamsu. Right? You did all these signs and wonders when we went out of Egypt. You split the sea. Right? That's the Yimincha, right? Shirat HaYam says, Yimincha Hashem deri b'koach. Your right hand is glorified in strength. Yimincha Hashem teras oyev. Your right hand defeats the enemy. And now we're asking, Lama tashiv yadcha v'yimincha? What happened to that right hand, that powerful right hand? It's gone. We're losing. But back then, you broke the tanim, right? The sea monsters. That's a symbol of Egypt. So by creating controlling the tanim as translated as the Nile crocodile, and that's from Yechezkel, where it talks about Yechezkel nevuah to the Egyptians. Daber Marta komar Hashem Elokim, thus saith the Lord: Hinei alecha Paro, I am coming against you, Paro Melech Mitzrayim. Hatanim gadol, you are the great tanim, you are the great sea monster, the crocodile. Ravetz betoch yarav, that crouches in the river in the Nile. Sharamar li ori, and you say that this is my river, Vani Asetiv, I'm the God who created it all. I'll put hooks in your cheeks, And all of you, the fish that are surrounding you, again, metaphor for all the Egyptians, will stick to your scales. But I'm going to pull you out after I hook you. We talk Yarecha, pull you out of the river, but called to Gat Yarecha, Bakashko Techa, Tidbak, with all the fish that are coming out with you, but Tishka Midbara, and I'm going to cast you into the desert. Atcha, but called to Gat Yarecha, you and all of your, and all of the fish that are with you. So you are the Tanin, the Leviathan. I'm going to throw you into the desert, I'll pass it down in the wild, Tipov, Lotosef, you'll fall and won't be able to be come back, Lotika Betz. And you will not be literally gathered in. You won't come back to your home. L'chayata aretz, l'ofa shamayim, natiticha l'achla, and all the animals will eat you. So when God destroys Egypt, he's destroying the Tanim. So now that's what Yasaf is remembering. That's what happened then. Why is it not happening now? Right. And similarly, the idea of splitting the waters, that was then God split the Yamsuf, Lepin Israel out, and Yeshaya says in the future, when God defeats Egypt, he's going to dry up the river. That's a symbol of its power. The Harima Shem at Lashon Yam Mitzrayim, God will destroy the arm of the sea in Egypt, Benif Yado Nahar, Beyem Rucho, and he will spread his hand over the river with the power of his of the wind, and it will split it into seven little streams, and people will walk on it. And the people will be able to walk through the what used to be the river, from Ashur, just like when they went out of Egypt. That's the future Geula. That's what we're promised. God will control the world, destroy the Tanim. So Asaf is asking Hashem here, what happened to those miracles? Right, we reenact them every Pesach, we talk about it all the time, and now not only do we not see miracles rescuing us, miracles are destroying us. The enemy gets the miracle, not us. That's the beginning of the Perek. Then we have the Volta, tone changes. So Asaf says, acknowledges that Hashem is in control of what happens in our lives, good and bad, quiet times, exciting times. It's all, we acknowledge that this is, we're not in the place to complain. So this is the rest of the parak. L'cha yom, af l'cha laila. You control the night. Yours is the night, as the day as well as the night. Achinota, mo'or v'shemesh, you created light, sun. Tatzitzavta kol gdol aretz. You set the boundary of, sorry, you set the boundary of the world. Kait v'chorach. You created summer and winter. And those are metaphors. It's talked about night and day, summer and winter. It's talking about, as Rashi says, Yom is the Geula, the bright times. Geulam Shi Yisrael, Aflecha Laila, you create the night. When your people are in trouble. That's all, both those are from you. And Adin Steinstaltz has a nice metaphor explaining this idea of summer and winter. Both in our personal lives, and also in the historical life of the people, the Jewish people, there are two ways that we spend the cycle of life. They're exciting times. They go either ups and downs. They're great, they're either greater or they're terrible. But the Ofen Sheni, the other way, things just go on. Simple, average, ordinary. Without great happenings, without terrible storms. And within the Jewish calendar, that's the difference between Kayetz and Chor, between summer and winter. So practically, all of what he calls kayas, summer, from Pesach to Sukkot, that period of time, but Tzuf Me'arot has one holiday, one kvetch after another. Pesach, Lag BaOmer, Yom HaTzmaut, Shavuot, the whole Omer period, then Shavuot, Shivasubatama's Tisha B'Av, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, Shmi Atzeres, Simchat Torah. One thing after another. B'choref, and but after that, from Sukkot till Pesach, Gam Niklat, Ekor, Yurim Miuchadim. Even there are occasional occasions there, holidays there, Chanukah, Purim, a few of the stuff at Tet Vav, Tu B'Shvat B'Emtza, Yev Chanukah, Purim, and Tu B'Shvat. In Har Beit Dvarim Miuchadim Shekorim, not a lot happens. Right? Cheshvan is our quiet time. You get to relax a little bit. That's just even. It's not great, happy Yom Tov, not terrible, sad Tisha B'Av. B'chori Yeshiva Yoshim Omdim, and it actually is kind of funny that the school children can actually learn something in that period of time. You're not getting off every other day for the holidays. You don't get it. There's no, not much in the way of vacations then. Of course, living in America, we don't feel that way because we get all of Christmas and New Year's off, but we don't have that sense of the choref being the quiet time. Let's say that's what kites v'choref time. That God, you control both the kites times of our lives when there's something happening every day, and the choref where it's all quiet. And that's what we say in Yeshaya. We quote that. And we misquoted in Birkat Shema, Yotzer Or V'Choshech, God creates light and creates darkness. Oshesh Shalom creates peace, Uvre Ra creates evil. That's all God. Ani Hashem Otzeh Kol Ela, I God create all of that. So he starts with that and says, you know, Asaf is saying, I acknowledge that. You're in charge of everything. I can't really complain about what's happening here. But he's going to end it with a sense of, this is your battle, God. Not even our battle. This is for you. Zechor zot, God, remember, Oyev Charef Hashem, it's the enemy is blaspheming God. It's you. Am Naval Niatzu Shemecha, this barbaric nation is insulting your name. Al Titein L'chayat Nefesh Terecha, do not give to the wild animals soul of literally your Torah, your dove. That's us. Don't let the dove be destroyed by the wild animals. Don't forget your poor people. Look at the breed that you signed with us. Because the land is full of darkness. Na'ot Hamas is a dwelling place for Hamas. I mean, take that literally. There's evil out in the world. Ayeshev dam nechlam, let not the oppressed be embarrassed, be rejected. Yelushimecha, and then the poor will praise your name. Kumal arise, God, and fight your battles. Zochor, remember that the blasphemy from these barbarians all day. This is your battle. And he ends with a line to say that, okay, that we're just going to sit here, right? We have no power right now. We're going to depend on you, oh God. It says, Al tishkach kol tzarecha, you don't forget the voice, the sound of your enemies, the voice of your enemies, sha'on kamecha, the din, the loud, the tumult. It always sounds like the tumult of those who rise up against you that are there always. And the Gemara says on that there are shloshah kolot hochim misof olam ad sofo. There are three set noises that fill the world, and one of them is kol hamana shel Romi, the sound of Rome. So Archbold says that this is an allegory, illustrates the universal dominion of Rome, whose influence is so great that it overwhelms all other cultures and ideologies. The world is full of this, the ideology of Rome. That's the kol tzarecha. We can't be heard. We can't be heard, rather, through all of that. Rome threatens to eradicate God's presence from the earth, and so that's what we are doing here, Asaf says, is a result. That's not hope. It's not a positive note, but we're going to do what I can, that we are the Ani v'Avyoni Halala. We are the poor who will praise God. We call the Mamad Dakah, this quiet voice of God in the world, while the rest of the world is getting louder and louder, trying to drown us out. But we're still here. And that's the end of that paragraph. Doesn't end on a hopeful. The next parrot does. It's a similar theme, Moses has the line of Halomim Yehazanef Hashem, God, are you going to abandon us forever? This kind of hopeless note. And this is the way Bin Nun puts it, describing Perek Ayin Zion. Me'omak HaTzara, this parak comes from the depths of our pain. Lo biru'u Eretz Tzara. The previous one was talking about the Churban, the Mikdash being burning. This one doesn't say what the Tzara is. This is just about Tzara in general. Yizkar, Mishurer, Mishpachat Asaf, this, the poet who's from, he puts it as the family of Asaf. It's in the spirit of Asaf, whether you read it literally Asaf or later. He remembers Bisipre Yeshua. He remembers the stories of the salvation that happened in the past. Nisim Again, the miracles of leaving Egypt. Yuchad create Yamsuf, especially Yamsuf. Asaf likes talking about Yamsuf. Who's awake with and he cries out and asks, "Omnam nishkachu, are those gone? Will we never see those miracles again? Tikva, is there any hope left?" Laura. This is not a celebration of salvation. It's not a happy parent. It talks about the great miracles that happened in the past, that happened in terrible times. And he talks about the salvation that would yet come. But this ends on a happy note, saying this: we will be saved. That we can imagine the salvation, we will say as though we can still feel it now. And that's Perek Ayin Zayin. So this is Lam Natzeach for the conductor Al Yidutun, which is one of these musical instruments that are described in Tehillim. Rashi says Yidutun is from the Dat Al Datot Val Dinim. Israel. This is about the judgment that was passed against Israel. Lasaf Mizmar. It's written by Asaf, but it's not a maskil, it's a Mizmar. This is a song. But starts out pretty depressing. Kuli Elokim Vetzaka. My voice rises to God and I cry out. Kuli Elokim, my voice to God, Bazina alive. Maybe he'll listen to me. Yom Tzarati Hashem Darashti. In the day of my pain, I sought God. Yadai Laila Nigra. At night, my hands are bleeding, blown to spog, and cannot be bandaged. Mana, mana'at hinachem nafshi. My soul refused to be comforted. As Kara Elokim Vahima, I mention God, and I moan. Asicha, every time I talk, but tite'ef ruchi, my soul weakens. Selah, hold that thought. Okay, so this is even more depressing. It's talking about, I keep praying to God and it gets worse. As Mamam says, Bayom, I start out in the day, the day that my pain starts, Darashi Hashem, I sought God out. We met a Bakashi Revach Vatzala, and I asked him to save me. Behold, despite this, Yadi Negra, at night, my hands are bleeding. It's here, the image here, Shiyad Shalom, Negra, Zava, Menamakash, Shiyesh Biado, is that I'm working so hard. My hands are bleeding. Votes you spoke milagar, and they will not stop. Therefore, my soul refused to be comforted. Things are clearly getting worse and worse. Yad. But I see there's no way to help. Chiyatzayin points out that this yad here, the hand, we asked for God's hand to help us. Even the hand of God, Sheitab Ezro. That was helping me, Nechalsha. That hand is now weak, and Lakoch is no more in power. God's not there. So the more I pray, the more despondent I become. I remember how good things were, and that's the next half. You're talking about how what good things were. Now it seems you've abandoned. That's the theme of the parak. You're like going through things used to be good, now they're bad. And he continues, Achazta Shemrut Einai. You are holding back my eyelids. I can't see. If amti v'adaber, I am quaking. I can't speak. Chashavti mikedem, I think about the olden days. Shnot olamim, years long gone, years of the past. Eskroni ganati b'alayla. I remember how I used to sing at night. Now I'm crying. I used to sing at night. I think about this. My spirit looks for answers. God, are you going to abandon us forever? We will not find favor with you ever again. God's chesed, God's kindness gone for eternity. God said, we're done for every generation. Hashachach charot kels, God forgotten what chen, grace is. Im kafatz ba'af rachamav, Stella is his anger wiped out his mercy. It's depressing just thinking about it. I'm sorry about that. And the Medrash talks about this. Rav Yehuda bar Simon Amar, Amra Knesset Yisrael fin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then Yisrael asked Hashem, Bon Olamim, Yizkarti ani shirim shesharti lefanecha balelot. I remember how I used to sing to you at night. Things were good. Madam, Kamada Atomer, like it says in the Pasuk Yeshaya, Yigenotayin negein kol yemei chayinu. That we would sing all the days of our lives al Beit Hashem, in the house of God. Now we have nothing. As the famous Rabbi John Lennon put it, I won't sing it, but yesterday all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks like they're here to stay. Okay, that's what this parak is. But then it turns. There's a volta here. It gives a turn in the poem. Comes up with a theme that comes up in Tehillim a lot, that really the fault is ours. I acknowledge things are bad, but as he says, but Omar cholatihi, that the sickness is mine. Shnot Yamin Elyon, the fact that your right hand changed, that's what I've been complaining about. What happened to your right hand? Yamincha Hashem Tiratzayev, it's gone. That's because of my chola. That's my illness. It just says refers to a chilul Hashem. That's verse 36. Amar Rav Alexandri, Yitchala Otah Shvuah, that this vow became chol. It was profane. Shakarta Lanu, that you made a vow to us at Sinai. And we've lost it. And that's why the power of it, the right hand of God has changed here, because we did this, right? Because I know you, the power is yours. As Kor Malay Hashem, I can speak, I can remember the acts of God. I remember the wonders you did in the past. I speak about all your actions. And I meditate on your deeds. Elokim b'kodesh derechecha, God, your way is the way of holiness. Mi'el gadol ke'elokim, there's no power as great as you. I get an echo of Shirat Hayam and Mi chamocha be'elim Hashem. Atah ke'el oseh pela, you are the God who does wonders. Hodata b'amim uzecha, the nations know your strength. Ga'alta b'zro'a mecha, you have saved in the past your people with your strength. Bnei Yaakov and Yosef, the sons of Yaakov and Yosef, the ones who led us in the Galut, Selah, hold that thought. You've saved us in the past. And this is the way the Al-Sheikh looks at it, that after he's, that what's what Yosef is saying is, Achar Chikira, once I've stopped and I've thought, thinking about how terrible things are now, how good they were, Aliti, I got up, Omer, I say, Chalotihi, this is my problem. Right, I have prevented myself from accepting the good. You're there for me, Hashem, but I can't take it. That's God's fault. God's ready to give us goodness and kindness. And my illness, that I'm talking about, that's what changed my perception of God's right hand. Shavonati Haiti Sibalash not Yamin, that's my sins that caused the Yamin El Yon to change to Makomash Hishbialena, that instead of the divine providence providing for us, Mashbia also num Golatenu, it now seems to go on our enemies. That's because of us. So the previous parak asked, Loma Tashivi Yadchavimecha, why is your right hand being pulled back? The answer is Cholatihi. But we come back to this Kriya Yamsu. As a Maal Ula, Asaf always mentions that. Uchamayim Elokim, Uchamayim Yachilu, God, the waters saw you, and they trembled. Afi Gezu Tomot, the depths were quaking. Zumumayim Avot, the skies poured, the clouds poured forth water. Kol Ninu Shchakim, the thunder came. Afi Zisecha Yitalechu, your arrows, the lightning, went forth. A reference to Mamad Har Sinai, Kol Ramecha Bilgilgal, Heri Rokim Tevel, their thunder was heard in Gilgal, all the way in the north, and your lightning lit up the whole world. Ragzav Tirash Aris, the earthquake. Yom Derechecha, your path was in the sea, Bishvilecha, B'mayim Rabim, and your path, another synonym for path, was in the water. Bikvotecha Lo Na'adu, and then literally your footsteps were not no longer known, that the water came back and everything back the way it was. That was a miracle of the past. And the last pasuk is kind of hard to understand. It's a little bit ambiguous. Nechita katzod amcha b'yad Moshe Aharon. You led your people like sheep with the hands of Moshe and Aaron after they left Egypt. And the parak ends there. So clearly that's a reference to Shirat Hayam, right? Where it says Nechita b'chasagam gulgalta, you led, same word, Nechita, this nation that you saved. You led them in your strength on the Beit Kodeshecha to your holy abode. What happens after Yetziat Mitzrayim is coming to Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash. Which, great, that happened then. But that's the end of the parak here. See, Alshich again says it's the same about the future. We're hoping that this is what's going to happen now. Yetziat Mitzrayim, Acharei Moshe Ve'Aron, that Bnei Yisrael left Egypt. They followed Moshe and Aaron. Without plans, without food, they trust Hashem. And they ask, where are we going? What are we going to eat? Where are we going to find food? That Hashem considered this a good thing, as we know the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Zachartu lach chesed arayach. Remember the kindness God says that you did in your youth. They had faith then. That. That's what's saying that your people, you led your people like sheep, that they followed you. That they left Egypt with faith in God. That's the zechut. And we still have that. Yashua is saying, that Asaph is saying, Glimmer of Gam Anu. That still today, Yishlanu Zechut HaMunah, we have the merit of that faith. V'zeh Nivtach Shetoshinu. So God, you'll save us as well. We're still willing to follow you. So we hope for a future is brighter than the past. So the parak ends on a hopeful note. It's a mizmor. It's not a maskil. And the answer to Halomim Yizanach Hashem, that when he asks, he starts out, God, are you going to ban us forever? The answer is no. Because we are Kitzon Amcha Biyad Moshe Aharon. We are still that same people that left Egypt then, and we will still be saved in the future. So, hopefully, we'll see that soon. Peace in Eretz Yisrael and the whole world, which is going to be a little bit of a scary place. Can say that no, Hashem is not Zanach Lo'olam. We'll
Amen,
stop
amen.
here. And
Thanks, Danny.
thank you.